Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Taichung, Taiwan, new practitioners benefit from Falun Dafa 9-day lecture series. Russia, first Falun Dafa workshop held in Chelyabinsk. Israel, human rights attorney David Mattis speaks at 2018 UNESCO Bioethics Conference in Jerusalem. A prison guard who helps Falun Dafa practitioners. Vietnamese practitioner in Melbourne, Falun Dafa taught me to be a better person. And Sweden, human rights activists and others stand with Falun Gong. Now for the stories. Taichung, Taiwan, new practitioners benefit from Falun Dafa 9-day lecture series. To accommodate local residents' wishes to learn Falun Dafa, four sessions of the 9-day video lectures were held recently in Taichung, Taiwan. The new practitioners shared their excitement and joy after learning about the self-improvement meditation system. They watched one video each day from a series of 9 lectures that Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of the practice, gave while spreading the practice in China in the 1990s, and then volunteers helped the new practitioners learn the 5 Falun Dafa exercises. The 4 sessions started on November 15, 2018, and ended on January 10, 2019. They were held in the districts of Taiping, Wufeng, Wuri, and Dali. Ms. Song Huixin, a hospital administrator, said that she felt energized after watching the video lectures of Mr. Li Hongzhi teaching the practice. Ms. Song explained, "A co-worker told me about this. I have always had a busy schedule that includes work, training, and study. That is why I like this, because it has flexibility with time and location for doing the exercises." She also said that she had always longed for spiritual guidance, and Falun Dafa seemed suitable for her and others from various professions. Mr. Lin Chaozhou and his wife heard about the lecture series at a community center, and they immediately marked their calendar. After attending the lectures, they were already preparing to join their local group exercises in the morning. Mrs. Lin said that both she and her husband felt positive changes in their minds and bodies. She hopes to meditate with other practitioners and said she has already contacted a local practice site. Ms. Yi Chen, who was attending the 9-day lecture series for a second time, heard about the practice from her cousin. She said she used to have very poor health, but after she began to practice Falun Dafa, she became very determined. "My cousin kept studying the teachings and doing the exercises. In the end, she regained her health." Russia, first Falun Dafa workshop held in Chelyabinsk. The first Falun Dafa 9-day lecture workshop offered in Chelyabinsk was held on January 5th through 13th and attracted 20 people. They watched the lecture videos and learned the 5 sets of exercises. The participants talked afterward about their experiences and shared their thoughts about learning the practice. Ms. Vasilena decided to attend the workshop after she received a flyer about it. She said that the teachings of Falun Dafa completely turned her perspective on life around. She said, "I've begun to reconsider my attitude towards life, the world, and the people around me. I am learning to do things according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." Yuria, who learned about Falun Dafa through social media, said she felt her stress melt away, and she felt very energetic after doing the exercises. She said that Master Li Hongzhi's teachings deeply moved her. "I was very focused when I watched the first lecture. I felt an immediate connection with the teachings, and what I heard resounded with me." Yuria talked about her understandings after listening to the lectures. "I understood that becoming a higher-level being is more than just changing the energy composition in the body by doing the exercises. It requires that one raise one's moral level. The process starts from within oneself. You are able to effortlessly overcome life's challenges when you follow the principles. The teaching is free of charge and everyone is welcome to learn. The exercise movements are easy to follow." Another workshop participant said that he used to practice other energy practices. He was impressed with Falun Dafa and noted, "The exercises are easy to learn and suitable for everyone. Master does not judge other practices. He teaches the most effective way of improving oneself, which is by following the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." Israel. Human rights attorney David Mattis speaks at 2018 UNESCO Bioethics Conference in Jerusalem. In late November, Canadian human rights attorney David Mattis visited Israel for the second time last year to lecture at the UNESCO 13th World Conference on Bioethics, Medical Ethics, and Health Law in Jerusalem. Mr. Mattis lectured on the ethical aspects of a long and comprehensive investigation of the issue of forced organ harvesting in China, which is being carried out by the ruling regime itself. The main victims of this practice are Falun Gong practitioners. Falun Gong is a traditional spiritual discipline that follows the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and has been persecuted by the Chinese regime since 1999. During his 9-day stay in Israel, Mattis met with medical professionals, Israeli parliament members, and legal experts. In particular, Mattis raised the need for proactive measures to prevent people from unknowingly cooperating with this crime, the extensiveness of which was documented in a study conducted by Mattis, former Canadian Secretary of State for Asia-Pacific David Kilgore, and investigative journalist Ethan Gutman. During his visit to Israel, Mr. Mattis met with the chairman of the Israeli National Council for Bioethics, who is also the chairman of the Helsinki Committee in Israel. The chairman was already familiar with the issue of organ harvesting in China, but wanted to learn more, especially since Israel is currently discussing new laws regarding medical ethics. A diverse audience from the fields of medicine and law was invited to listen to a panel of experts after a screening of the film Hard to Believe on December 3rd. The film is a documentary that examines the issue of forced live organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. The panel's participants included Mr. Mattis, Professor Jacob Levy, director of the Sheba Heart Transplantation Unit, and Dr. Israela Yablanka, representing the Israeli Falun Dafa Information Center. A prison guard who helps Falun Dafa practitioners. I met Mr. Wang in late 1999 when I was detained for refusing to renounce Falun Dafa. He was a guard at the local detention center, and I had many chances to interact with him. Because they had been brainwashed by the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda, many guards responsible for watching us treated us badly. They often yelled at us. It was snowing and extremely cold that winter when one of them shouted, "Take off their jackets. Don't they want to do the exercises? See if they still want to, if we don't give them anything to eat and make them stand by the wall all night." While they were shouting, another guard, Mr. Wang, came. "Please don't do that," he said. "They are all good people." Because Mr. Wang was their co-worker, the other guards backed off. After interacting with us for a while, the guards realized that we were nothing like how the CCP media described us. Our kindness moved them, and some of them befriended us. Sometimes, however, they were pressured by the authorities and had to put up a show every now and then. I was once locked in a solitary cell and my access to the bathroom was restricted. Mr. Wang was gone at the time. When he returned, I had already been released from the cell. He felt sorry that he wasn't able to protect me while he was away. When we were later sent to a forced labor camp, Mr. Wang went to visit my son and my elderly parents for me. Once, Mr. Wang's daughter went on business to the city where I was detained, and he asked his wife to go with her and pretend to be my mother-in-law so that they could visit me in the forced labor camp. Mr. Wang has treated Dafa practitioners kindly and supported us ever since the persecution began. Even now, when I go out to clarify the truth, I often see him. He accepts whatever I have in hand and tells whoever is nearby, "These are great. I often read them. Every time I do, I have a deeper understanding, so I keep reading them." His comments prompt others to take my information and read it. Mr. Wang's kindness has blessed him. His children are all doing very well. He often helps us distribute information about Falun Gong and advises his friends to read them to truly understand it. One year, when Mr. Wang was very sick, Many people thought he would never recover, but he did and has been very healthy ever since. Vietnamese practitioner in Melbourne, Falun Dafa taught me to be a better person. I was once an atheist. At the lowest point in my life, my mother, who is a Falun Dafa practitioner, suggested that I read Juan Falun, the main book of the cultivation practice. I thought, if reading this book can make me a better person, then I will give it a try. Heidi, a young Vietnamese woman who now lives in Melbourne, recalled her feelings when she first read Juan Falun. I thought it was a wonderful book, so I immediately began to practice it. My life has changed so much since then. Witnessing the beauty of Falun Dafa and the power of this practice, such as the changes to my family members who first took up the practice, 8 more people in my extended family became practitioners. Juan Falun was first published in Chinese in Beijing on January 4, 1995. The Vietnamese version was first published in 2001, and the latest translation was distributed in July 2004. Over the last 24 years, the book has been translated into 40 languages and read by countless people. People in over 100 countries now practice Falun Dafa, and the book has guided and transformed the lives of millions of practitioners. In her free time, Heidi goes with other practitioners to raise awareness of the persecution in China at tourist attractions and in other public places. Heidi said, "Everyone in my family experienced a big change in their character after practicing Dafa." Heidi's grandmother used to have a herniated disc and could not even walk. She went to see both Western and Chinese specialists, but no one could cure her. Her mother introduced her to Falun Dafa. Within a short time, the disc healed. The pain in her grandmother's back is now gone, and she is a diligent practitioner. Heidi's mother was hit by a speeding electric bicycle. It was a serious accident. Her hands were caught in the wheel of the bicycle. Her mother's first thought was that she was fine. Her hands were bruised and swollen, but they didn't hurt. She recovered in just a few days. Heidi's father was the last member of the family to become a practitioner. She went to Hong Kong last May to meet with family members and participate in a Falun Dafa parade. Her father marched in the parade too, from beginning to end, and his feet ended up covered in painful blisters. During the parade, he saw people hired by the Chinese Communist regime attempt to disrupt the procession. He was convinced that Falun Dafa must be good because the Chinese government is determined to suppress it. He then made up his mind to practice Dafa. By the next day, all the blisters on his feet disappeared. He witnessed the power of Falun Dafa firsthand. Sweden. Human rights activists and others stand with Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners caught a human rights activist's attention while they were at Mintorget, a public square in the medieval part of central Stockholm, on January 12th. The practitioners had been demonstrating the exercises and raising awareness of the persecution in China when the rights activist approached them and said, "I know about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, and I have been following this issue." The activist said she would be attending a human rights convention in March and that the persecution of Falun Gong was an important issue on the agenda. She took some materials from the practitioners and said, "We will fight with you." An elderly Swedish man commented that the meditation looked very peaceful. He said, "The Chinese Communist Party is crazy. Otherwise, how could it persecute such good people and for so long? You have done a good job. God bless you." Another man came with questions. He couldn't believe that China lacks human rights and freedom of belief, especially since his brother, who has done business in China for over a decade, had told him the opposite. The practitioner shared with him what Falun Gong is and the reasons for the persecution, as well as the fact that practitioners in China are killed for their organs. "This is horrific. Such things are unimaginable," he said. "I understand now and know what to do in the future." He thanked the practitioner and took some flyers with him. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.